Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's something that just happened. Voss, Robin Voss, chickened out. Remember, he had hired Gableman, three police officers who quit, then unlimited police officers, giving Gableman, former Supreme Court justice who couldn't get reelected, subject to an ethics probe, beat the ethics probe, but nobody wanted anything to do with the guy. Now he's getting 11 grand a month out of your money, taxpayer money. And Voss sends, going to send him around the state basically to scare poll workers. You have Janelle Branchen, the right-wing Republican assemblywoman from Menominee Falls, who went down, watched the Cyber Ninja audit, came back, said we need it here, and issued subpoenas, illegal subpoenas, to the Brown County and Milwaukee County clerks. Remember all that. But Voss didn't sign them. So the opinion legally is that they're not enforceable. Well, he had so much heat from the right-wing Trump nut jobs that he just announced that he will sign those subpoenas if Gableman says they're needed. In other words, he punts to Gableman. And if Gableman, who's sitting there making 11 grand, and he can extend it by simply looking at voting machines and sniffing around, what do you think the odds are that Gableman won't say they're needed? Now, if Voss signs them, in my opinion, legally, they are still illegal. They are still attackable, and we should go into court. We should go into court to stop them, because if Milwaukee turns over its voting machines, remember something, there was a recount in Brown, Dane, and Milwaukee, and all it, and Trump paid for it, and the only result was that Biden got more votes. But if we turn those voting machines over, they're toast. You can't use them again. Milwaukee will have to spend millions of dollars on new voting machines, and Voss's legislature won't give them the money. This is wrong. This has got to be shut down. You have a servile government, servile to its donors, a crooked, illegitimate government, gerrymandered government. This is not democracy. But Voss just punted and said to a guy who's getting 11 grand a month of your money, hey, I mean, it's up to you. If you want 11 grand for a lot more months to look at some voting machines, be my guest. And then he'll go, well, it wasn't me, it was Gableman. I don't know, anybody out there, an independent or Republican who votes occasionally, do you have an ounce of common sense? Do you have a shred of self-respect? Going to the lines, Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
I'd like to jump back to that unemployment compensation issue. There's data now about whether the continuation of that money interrupted the flow of jobs. And it turns out, because there's 18 states that have suspended or stopped the unemployment compensation, that is that extra $300 a week, there's 18 states, and then we have all the other states, so we can compare the two. And it turns out there's no change in the unemployment rate. There's no change in the job growth rate, which is exactly what you'd expect if the Republicans on Laura Ingraham's show were correct. It's a testable hypothesis. It's been tested. It's been found to be incorrect. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, no, that's very, very good. And what you mean, what you're saying is that if Lori Ingraham and the guy, this Taffer, who said a hungry dog is an obedient dog and let's cut off their unemployment comp, if, say, all 50 states had done that, which is what they'd want, it would not have contributed to more employment anyway. And that's true. So 18 did and 32 didn't. And you look at them, and if they have the same unemployment rate, and they have the same growth rate, job growth rate, and yet 32 of them are given 300 extra a week and 18 aren't, that means withholding it didn't do any good at all. All it did is deny families 300 a week for food, rent, and so on. And then they object about eviction moratoriums, but they don't have the money to pay the rent. Come on. Money for school supplies for the kids going back, come on. Now, this this 300 a month ends, I think, beginning of September, first week in September sometime. So it is going to end, and then none of the states will have it. There are plenty of jobs out there. But, you know, one of the helpful effects, if there is such a thing, and there are very few out of all this COVID shutdown, is that these companies, many of them restaurants, are paying more money. You know, $15 an hour is becoming more common. In other words, wages are going up, and there's a slight uptick in inflation. That's fine. Pass it on. Raise your hamburgers 25 cents to pay for it. And so I think as wages continue to go north, people are going to vote, and people are going to work, and people are going to make money. However, the thing that sticks in my craw is that any human being could say a hungry dog is an obedient dog, describing an unemployed person. It reminds me of Scrooge and A Christmas Carol, and this poor guy has a wife and kids, and you know, he has no money, and Scrooge is going to screw him on money and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's one thing to be conservative. It's another thing to have no human heart. And to describe an unemployed person as a dog, and you want them hungry because then they would be obedient, meaning they would go and find work, as Bill of Sherwood just pointed out, that's false. In the 18 states where the Republican governors did do that, hasn't resulted in any downtick in the unemployed. People are out there looking for work. People want to work, and they would like to work for a decent wage. And I don't care what kind of job it is. I don't care if it's a job in a restaurant, you know, waiting on tables, washing dishes, delivering food, cooking the food. There's dignity in work, and it should be compensated adequately. And that is starting to happen. You know, one other thing, you know, talk about heartless. We have dug out a newspaper article from the early 1950s when the polio vaccine first came out and Dr. Salk, S-A-L-K, invented it. Before that, people would end up in iron lungs or in wheelchairs. Kids could. You know, Franklin Roosevelt had polio. And the vaccine came out. And believe it or not, the Republicans, and I'm talking about Dwight Eisenhower's cabinet, one of his cabinet secretaries at his behest, opposed the free distribution of polio vaccine, calling it socialism, saying people should have to pay for it, and if they couldn't pay for it, the government shouldn't pay for it. Now, that is heartless beyond belief. As bad as COVID is, people with polio ended up in iron lungs or in wheelchairs, and these are kids. Doesn't matter how much money their parents had. And not only that, enlightened self-interest would say, we don't want this virus in society anyway. Let's get rid of it. But no, the Republicans talked about free distribution of polio vaccine as socialism back then. And they use that term to describe everything now other than subsidies to businesses, PPP subsidies to businesses. Like the guy that said, a hungry dog is an obedient dog, and he got $61,000 himself and thought he should have gotten more. Enough's enough. When are you going to start standing up to Fox News? We're going to the end of the show. Great show, great call-in, some very, very great discussions on Afghanistan and many other things. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, my friend. Good evening programming. Great Saturday programming, highlighted by Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now. I love the devil with the blue dress. All right. Gonna sock it to me now.